The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Members of Fingal County Council voted yesterday to increase the local property tax rate, while South Dublin County Council and Dunleary Rathdown County Councils voted to maintain the reductions. Fingal Council previously had a 10% reduction in the tax, but councillors this year voted for a 7.5% reduction for the next 2 years in order to protect services, they say. I'm joined by Deirdre Donnelly, independent councillor for the Stillorgan Ward in Dunleary Rathdown County Council area, and by Fingal County Councillor Joan Hopkins, representative for Howth Malahide. Good morning and welcome. Deirdre, I'll go to you first. You wanted, let's explain to our listeners in case they don't know, there is a deduction of up to 15% available to councillors to vote for, and you didn't want the full reduction. You wanted a lesser reduction, which means an increase in the property tax.
Yes, well, the reason for this, Pat, is that, first of all, there is a deficit in the budget. We all know over the last 2 years that there have been issues with the lockdown, and a lot more expense and a lot more costs have been borne by all the local authorities around the country. And on top of that, to keep services going with the impending increases in fuel in particular and other other things going up as well, increasing. There is a need to look at that and say, can we afford to give a full decrease based on the fact that we still need to maintain services?
Mm-hmm. How big is the deficit, by the way?
The deficit in total. Sorry, I had it here a second ago. I'll get you that in a second. Sorry.
No, I'm just wondering because county councils have to contribute to the overall state budget, and then it gets dispersed to poorer councils who maybe big counties that have huge land areas but not enough LPT payers to cover their costs. They get grants from central government, which effectively are subsidised by other councils.
Yes, well, now what's going to happen now is that the council would have its own discretionary budget as a result of depending on the amount they decrease the property tax by. And sorry, on that again, the deficit there is 3.8 million is what the deficit, we were told by the Director of Finance, the deficit would be in the draft budget for 2023. And, we have to look at what we're going to do in relation to services and what we're going to cut back on. And there are so many areas where we will have to make cutbacks on at the moment. And that is my the problem I would have. And if I can just list out, some of the things here. I mean, this is from the finance director. It will not be possible to maintain or improve service levels within the existing funding levels. And if additional funding does not become available, expenditure budgets will be cut in areas where there is discretion to do so. And examples would be gully repairs, public lighting requests, street cleaning, weed control, Dunleary Harbour repairs, housing maintenance contracts. And I could go on and on about and list all the areas where we will now have to look perhaps at cutting back on just keep.
Might it
even
simply
the basics
not render
going.
You more efficient?
I don't think so. I think for the last, as I said, the last 2 years, there's been a lot of difficulty in general across the board, across all local authorities, because of all the extra cost in relation to what had happened during the lockdown. And as I said as well, the cost of energy, for example, will increase. And of course, that the energy bill is huge for any local authority, as well as a lot of other services as well.
Yeah. Now, have you worked out how much extra your proposal would have meant? I mean, you didn't want the allowed reduction to vanish entirely. You wanted to change it.
Yes. Well, originally, what I felt was the best thing would be minus 10%. What I felt was that by going down as far as minus 10% drop would be 5.728 million is what we would lose, but at least we would be 2.763 million better off, as opposed to going down the full 15%. And that 2.76 million is a lot of money in our local authority, and a lot can be done with it. And a lot of the, it could really, really add to the services that are there already if
and
we were able to do that.
Say, typically for houses in your area, you represent the Stillorgan area, how much extra would that mean for householders?
What it would mean is that you have a situation at the moment, say, for example, if someone has a house and it's up valued up to €700,000, at the moment they would be paying €675 a year in property tax. And the impact of a 15% variation, which is what happened last night, would leave them with €101 better off. If they'd gone for the minus 10%, it would have been €68 better off. So you're talking there about, what, 43 euro?
Yeah. So you're saying that for the expenditure of €43 per household, yes, that the county council will do a much better job?
I think so, yes. And just to be very clear again, this isn't to do with financial management and keeping the books in order or anything like that. This is to do with the fact that we are facing a situation where there is inflation. The cost of everything is going up. And I want to be very, very clear as well, Pat, I'm not in favour of inflicting any further hardship on anyone. This property tax from the outset is something I think was very, very cruel. It was introduced roughly 10 years ago as when they started about talking about property tax introduction. We already had bin charges introduced. In other countries where you pay property tax, you don't pay for bins. And that had been introduced previously. And they were looking at introducing charges for water as well. And I do think it's extremely unfair that it's done according to the value of your home, because you could have moved into this area in the 70s, and the price of your home will increase according to market forces and how the market dictates it, but it doesn't mean your income is any greater. And the area I represent as well has a lot of elderly people, retired people, people maybe who are widowed. They are trying to get by on pensions. They're trying to get by, and they find now a situation where this property tax was foisted on them over 10 years ago.
But if there is an affordability issue, can they not defer their property tax, which, at the time of their demise would be reclaimed from their estate? Isn't that one of the provisions?
Yes, that is one of the provisions. I still think that's a very cruel way of doing things. The percentage, the interest on that is quite high. Year on year. And I think if someone has worked very hard for their home, they've reared their children, they contributed to society in so many ways, I think that is quite unfair to have the interest penalties there. And I would ask, I mean, again, in the future, I think it's something the government should look at, that perhaps they would means test people who are in a difficult situation, and perhaps give them some kind of a waiver on the interest at least.
Okay.
So that perhaps the tax would come out of the sale of the home when they do sell or pass away.
Yeah, well, there are those who would say to those older people living in the area, if you're living on your own in a big house, get the hell out of there. Do you remember that idea came from some politicians?
I do, and I will say on that part that I've said this on a number of occasions as well since I was elected in 2014. The issue there is that due to planning and the current planning situation, there are no places in the area for people to downsize into. You have people who would love to sell their home with a big garden and four or five.
And then they'd
bedrooms.
End up paying €2,500 or €3,000 for an apartment to a developer, which would erode their capital, and it'd be gone in jig time.
Well, as well as that, there is nowhere really to downsize into. A lot of the big developments in the area over the last number of years have been not just the strategic housing. The strategic housing building, but also on top of that, a lot of the dwellings we've seen, a lot of the applications for planning have been for build to rent schemes.
Yeah, well,
and
we've talked to the minister. Minister doesn't seem to be for turning on that, saying we need we need every kind of housing built. But it does seem to me that the people who put these developments up just coin it in perpetuity, and that's why they see it as a good investment. Anyway, we leave it there, Deirdre. Thank you very much for joining us. County Councillor Joan Hopkins, representative for Howth Malahide in the Fingal area. Good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
You actually
thanks for having
me. You got what you wanted, didn't you? A 7.5% reduction.
That was the vote that was passed, by the majority of councillors in Fingal,
Isn't that what you wanted, though? That was what you were prepared to vote for?
That's what I voted for. Yeah. I mean, there was 40 of us there. Well, 30 odd of us there last night. And we've been in county development plan meetings since September the 20th. So we're in there pretty much every night since then till 11 o'clock at night. And we're asking for all sorts of facilities and services. So, you know, we're all well aware that there's a cost of living crisis in the country, and we don't get sufficient funding from central government. Half of our nearly 1 billion budget in Fingal is going towards housing, and a significant majority of that is going towards leasing and all of that kind of stuff. So people are suffering in terms of housing. But last night we were asked, would we increase the property tax, discount it, or, you know, keep it at the recommended level? So as Deirdre has rightly pointed out, we need the services that are provided by the local property tax.
The last time you voted? Was it at the full 15% or was it something other?
It was 10. So we've reduced it to 7.5%.
Okay. Which represents an increase. Again, typically, what would that mean per household?
Well, it's about 2 million in total. So if you were to take 75% of people are going to be paying less than they did last year. But if you take a house that's worth maybe, you know, 620,000, they will be paying an extra 16 euro per year.
Okay, so, every euro counts, but at the same time, in the context of annual expenditure per household, 16 euro should not be significant.
Shouldn't be. I think you mentioned, we do have a lot of people who are elderly, who are living potentially on state pension, who have a big house, but, you know, they don't have a big income. But as you said, they can apply for to have their local property tax frozen. And if you're living in rented accommodation, you're not paying local property tax. If you're in a social house, you're not paying local property tax. But you will still benefit from all of the things the extra 2 million will provide. Because as you say, 16 euro isn't a whole lot annually for most people, the people who would be paying this. However, 2 million, everybody's going to see, because that's going to be invested in all the kind of things that we see every day, our beaches, our parks, our community centres, our events. So all of that kind of thing, I feel that I could justify when I'm talking to the people I represent that would be money well spent, because they'll be able to see it, and it's you know, it's stuff that we can all.
I suppose
really
the headline though doesn't look good for you guys.
Yeah, well, look, the headline, I wouldn't have written it myself that way, because, you know, it's saying that we voted to increase taxes when we didn't. It's still a reduction of 7.5%. So I don't think that's really fair. And particularly, you know, Irish people are aware that it's a bit of a complicated formula.
No. Can I just throw some of the text coming in? Council are building new paths all over Swords to use up their budget. Unnecessary. Could that budget in that department not be transferred to another department who'd make better use of it? Another one, this public sector speak portrays them as a protected species. A lot of international companies, even if still profitable, are implementing budget cuts. That's the real world. How about all councils do more with less and also collect those outstanding rents?
Well, I don't know. Sorry, are you looking for a response?
Yeah, because particularly the repairing pavements
that are not needed. Is that what the first one?
Well, the first one was about, you know, repairing pavements just to get the money spent by the end of the year. Government departments and local authority departments try to spend their budget, because if they have anything left over, they won't get the same next year.
Yeah, look, and who's going to argue that that's a good system? But I would also argue that one of the most common things people get in touch with me about is, now I'm not in the Swords area, but it's the same in Howth Malahide. People are always asking about getting footpaths repaired because it's difficult to walk on them, and they're in a bad condition with trees taking them up, whatever. We can't get enough footpaths fixed in this area, so I don't think we're wasting any money fixing footpaths, for sure. Sorry, what were the other ones about?
The other one is about, you know, looking at your budget in an aggressive way, like international companies do, and they make budget cuts so that they operate more efficiently.
Yeah, and look, to be honest, you know, we're just the councillors. We get to vote on very limited things. You know, we're we don't have a whole lot of powers in terms of local government, and hopefully, since the Citizens Assembly, that will change. But of course, I'm not saying that. Of course, we could look at our budgets. Of course, we could try and get more with less.
All right, we will.
Absolutely, yeah.
All right. Thank you very much for joining us. That is Fingal County Councillor Joan Hopkins, representative for Howth Malahide.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.